The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
It started as a whisper until you screamed it at the top of your lungs. We gained momentum. You made us unstoppable. We had a vision for change. You made it a revolution. We told you we are the future, until you told us the future is now.
We are NXT!
Hello, and welcome to the NXT cast. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Miss Simi. How are you, Miss Simi?
Doing good. How are you?
I am doing well. I am doing well. Thank you for joining me once again for another week of the NXT cast here on the CSPN. You can find this show on the web at cspn.us. You can also subscribe through iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio. All you have to do is search for The WrestleCast - the CSPN. Look for the New Day holding the WrestleCast sign and the logo. Subscribe, and NXT Cast will be in your feed each and every week. Also, if you want to hear us talk about AEW, you got to pay a little bit for that over on our Patreon page at patreon.com/CSPN Media. Become a patron, get the dark match, and also extra content that we have here on the CSPN as we talk wrestling and sports and everything else under the sun over there on the Patreon page. So please support the podcasts by becoming a patron or visiting cspn.us. So we get into this week's episode of NXT, Miss Simi, where we get our fave, Miss Scarlett.
Yes.
She's speaking in Russian and throwing out those tarot cards. And basically, she's explaining to Santos Escobar that his time is up.
Time is up.
Tonight. And then they had some light shots of Karrion Kross doing something, but I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah. Who cares?
We all know who the focus is on.
Yep.
Just like,
as soon they as know too, because that's what they started with.
Yeah, I was about to say, as soon as the show came on, I was like, oh, my attention is right here.
There will exactly.
There will be no wandering around doing anything else until the show actually picks up a little bit. Yes, this is
right.
I'm here from the beginning.
Locked in.
Dexter Lumis picks up a win over Johnny Gargano when Austin Theory experienced Stockholm Syndrome. Theory couldn't hit Dexter Lumis with the chair. Johnny rushed Dexter Lumis, who moved, and of course, he ran into Austin Theory and the chair. Then Dexter Lumis made Johnny pass out to silence. Dexter Lumis got a win over the North American champion.
And Miss Indy Hartwell is thirsting. So are some of you guys on the timeline. I saw people were like, yeah, Dexter Lumis. Yeah, I get it. I was like, you get it? What do you get? He looks like a serial killer. No.
Some people like living dangerously, Miss Simi.
No. He looks like as soon as I open my eyes, he'll just be there just staring at me. while stroking a bunny, talking about how soft my skin is. No, you guys. What do you mean?
I thought when you were saying that people were thirsting, I thought you were talking about Indy Hartwell. I had no idea this was about to be Dexter Lumis inspired.
Yeah. Yeah. That's who they were. They were like, oh, yeah, Dexter. Yeah. I was like, no, you guys. I know we're in a parallelogram. I realize. And we have not been outside in 330 days. I understand. But no. Guys, I need this vaccine to come. I need Corona to leave because people are clearly violent.
Yeah, this match had a whole bunch of stuff in it. The Stockholm Syndrome part where Theory couldn't hit Lumis with the chair. Indy Hartwell making eyes at Dexter Lumis, telling her to call him so Johnny could get a little bit of a breather when he was kicking his ass. Candice LeRae trying to do a Hurricane Rana, but Dexter Lumis thwarting that and throwing her back up on the ring mat. There's just a lot of shenanigans in this match.
So much. Too many. A lot. When he like went on the ring, they were like, I got him. I found him. He's right behind you. Right. Look, he's right there. I was like, he did warn you. He said he's right behind you. You should have listened.
We get an MSK video package explaining their journey from kids to opponents to partners and their journey to get to NXT and win the Dusty Cup. And then they're like, yeah, and now we're about to go to a MSK promo. And I'm like, well, god dang, you just had like eight minutes of video package and you're about to get a promo? But that's when the Young Veterans jumped MSK as they got ready to do that backstage promo.
I was like, oh, they're mad. I like MSK. This was such a sweet like thing. I was like, oh, I like them. And then Grizzly Young Veterans was like, sorry, bye. We're going to break your man's hand. I was like, no.
Yep. So as we found out, when the Grizzly Young Veterans come out, they cut a promo about their actions for their match later on. And yes, it's revealed that I don't know which one of these MSK guys it is, if it's the white guy or the black guy, but yeah, somebody got a broken hand.
It was a black one. Wesley. See, okay. Them I know. The black guy is Wesley. The white one is Nash Carter.
Like Wes-Lee or like Wesley, like Wesley Blake?
Wes Space Lee.
Such a generic ass name.
Listen, fine, it is.
I mean, this is wrestling. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Where people get to be whoever they want and just pick a name out of blue. And yes, this is a
win. Isn't a Lee Weston a Weston? Isn't that like a gun?
A Smith and Wesson? Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, yep. Never mind. I don't know. Never mind.
Leon Ruff is in the trainer's room. He's getting looked at after, you know, the events that took place last week when Swerve gave him that beating after the match. You know, so as he is wont to do, Malcolm Bivens is kind of hanging out in the training room, ear hustling. And he's like, he's glad to hear that Swerve didn't do too much damage to him. Would he like to take on Tyler Rust? And, you know, Leon Ruff is kind of like in the middle about it. And then, you know, Malcolm Bivens goads him a little bit more. And so Leon Ruff is like, yeah, no doubt, I'll take your man on.
The way he just slips out of nowhere. He had this like huge smile on his face. Like, he looked like a damn Jehovah's Witness. Like, have you accepted Jesus Christ into your life, Malcolm? Sir. I love him. He's so funny.
So Malcolm Bivens then cuts a promo on Leon Ruff, saying that he admires the way that Leon Ruff has made the most of his opportunities. He said he's kind of like the son he never knew he wanted.
No, he never knew and never wanted.
Yeah, that's what he said, right?
Yeah. I was like, that's just rude. It's not life.
He said that Leon is about to find out why Tyler is a diamond in the rough, in the rust, excuse me. So Leon comes out, you know, he's all charismatic. He does that little ring entrance thing where he like hangs upside down from the rope.
Mm-hmm, and then
and our man, Swerve Scott, attacked Leon Ruff, beat him down, drug him over to the announce table. Wade Barrett wasn't there physically this week. Maybe he's in quarantine or something.
Maybe.
And so he grabbed that extra headset and basically said that it was time that Swerve got the title chances and not Leon Ruff, who every time he turns around keeps getting these handouts. And then he like took Leon Ruff and like suplexed him back first into the edge of the ring apron You know, Leon Ruff don't weigh but like 110 pounds. Get a broken in half.
At least soaking wet.
I like the new so edge. Rude. I like the new swerve.
Jose, you're so aggy. Damn. Let her wrestle swerve.
So, ever the opportunist, mm-hmm. Malcolm Bivens makes the referee declare Tyler Russell winner.
I love that. Again, that big ass smile when he just lifted his hand. I was like, oh my God. What the hell? That man, and then Tyler was just like, yup. Just shrugged and smiled.
That man, Malcolm Bivens, has been doing some good work ever since, like, what, a year ago, a year and a half ago, with the Mia Yim beating up people in the parking lot and him on the telephone trying to tell it.
He's so funny. And then, like, literally all his, like, Twitter things, like, the other day, yesterday, he was like, saw Leon Ruff crying in the car. I hope everyone's having a good Thursday. I was like, oh my God, what is wrong with you? And then, like, last week when, like, Shayna and Nia went to NXT, he, like, posted a picture of Shayna. He was just like, hey, Betsy. And she retweeted and was like, delete this.
Hey, Betsy?
Bestie.
Oh, bestie.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God. He is so funny. Oh, a gem.
Yeah, definitely.
He's great.
Definitely entertainment personified. And in a role that they don't really let people kind of show that much personality these days as a manager. But
yeah.
Between him and Robert Stone, man, NXT's got two pretty good ones.
Yeah.
William Regal, we see a video of him granting Zoe Stark her non-title match with Io. Somebody in the production truck does not like Zoe Stark because her promo started and then it ended just that fast.
Yeah, I was wondering what happened because then all of a sudden they went to Io. I thought like maybe Io was like behind her and was like, oh, you want to fight? Okay. But that's not what happened. It was just technical difficulties. Because all of a sudden it quit. I thought it was going to be like, you know, just like shrugging and be like, all right, let's go, let's fight. That's not what happened. You know, I was like, wait.
No, not at all.
What was that?
Not at all.
I'm like, baby, who'd you piss off? Did you park in their spot? Like, exactly. What happened?
Second week on the job and they're already cutting off your, they're already cutting your promos out.
Did you steal the favorite donut? Was it the last of the freaking penne vodka and you took it all? Like, what happened? Why are they so mad at you?
So our man, Big Money Cameron Grimes, is watching the Million Dollar Man video with the kid and the basketball. So, you know, the offer from the Million Dollar Man is he'll give the kid $1,000 if he can dribble the basketball 10 times. So he's watching the video and he's like, boy, that Ted DiBiase, he sure is pretty smart. You can humiliate anybody if you got enough money. But he doesn't watch the video all the way to the end. So he recreates the scene with someone backstage. He's like, oh, this is like the Ted DiBiase skit. And he's like, yeah, just like it. Well, Cameron Grimes, because he didn't watch the whole video, he didn't kick the ball away. And now he's at $1,000. And the dude is like, yeah, you're supposed to kick the ball away. You didn't finish watching the video, and Cameron Grimes is just stuck. Like, just take $1,000.
I love this so much. He's so dumb. But then the thing is that he just kept doing it. I'm like, why didn't you learn?
Did you disconnect yourself through laughter?
Yes, I did. There I am. I laughed so hard my headphones came out. This is what you do to me, Cameron Grimes. My God.
Io Shirai, she picked up a harder than expected win over Zoe Starks, mm-hmm. with the over the moon salt. Yeah, so EO had to dig into her bag of tricks a little bit deeper than I think she figured she would have to. So good match here by Zoe Starks, building off of the momentum, even in a loss that she built up from last week.
They clearly have a lot of stake in her because they're like, oh, let's put you with EO. See how you go.
Right.
She's the measuring stick, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
This was a really good match. I really enjoyed this. I like Zoe Stark, so here for it.
And then Tony with the thick thighs comes out and says, EO will face anybody in the women's division but her. Tony says that EO pinned Mercedes because she can't beat Tony Storm. EO says she'll fight Tony anytime, anywhere, any place. Tony says that can't be true because she hasn't went to Regal to make the match. Tony then challenges EO to go to Regal and get the match signed. EO throws the belt up in her face from the ring and it's like, you're on.
Yeah. I still need to know why Tony is a heel. I need to know. You have not told me. Is this going to be another red-haired man situation, WWE? Because I still remember you didn't tell me who that red-haired man was to try to murder Roman. You didn't tell me. I need you to tell me why Tony is a heel. I'm going to bring it up every time.
You praised AEW's camera work on the dark match for you know, their shots of Ricky Starks. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to... not praise the WWE for their camera work and their lack of showing Tony with the thick thighs and these shorts. And then when they did show it was from like 50 million frames away. It's like, oh, okay. This is what y'all doing.
You couldn't handle it. They knew you could not handle it. Your head would explode.
Because at first I was like, oh, Tony's got on some old school, you know, jeans. And then all of a sudden they did the wide long shot. And it's like, she's got on shorts. Oh.
Yeah.
She's just not letting.
See? You couldn't handle it. They're like, we can't do this to the people. So we got to do it from a mile away. We can't do it to the people. We're not ready.
Johnny Gargano and Candice LeRae are in the back trying to get through to Austin Theory and Indy despite his Stockholm Syndrome and her crush on Dexter Lumis. Johnny says Theory is headed to therapy. There's no questions about it. You're going.
This is so funny. Candice almost cut. She was like, what the? Like, Johnny had to like cover her mouth. I love, like, I really like how they're like, treating the them
parents.
Like
their kids. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, you're going to therapy. No, you're going. I don't want to hear anything about it. You're going to therapy. It's like, yes. Encourage mental health. That's right. Oh, it was so funny.
Cameron Grimes is back. He's watched the whole Million Dollar Man video now, so he knows how it ends. So he's like, all right. Anybody going to get over on me this time? I'm Cameron Grimes. So he tries the basketball trick again, but this time it's like three people on like a basketball court kind of like taking a break. So it's a guy, it's a black woman, and it's a white woman. So, of course, he skips past the guy, comes to the black woman in the middle and was like, hey, can you bounce this basketball 10 times? If you can do it, I'll give you $1,000. And she's like, oh, like the Ted DiBiase skit. He's like, yeah. So... she accepts, but this time it's a WNBA player.
Oops. Well.
Yeah. So she's sitting down. So, you know, he thinks, you know, she's some demure type woman. Then, of course, she stands up and she's like 6'4".
Oops. Whoopsie.
So he attempts to kick the ball at dribble number 7. But misses, and now he's out another $1,000, and he yells out that Ted DiBiase isn't smarter than him.
You broke that man's ankle. Oh, this is great.
Xia Li gets the win.
These two women,
dropkick,
have nothing but aggression right now. Xia Li, nothing's been able to stop her. Catanzaro throwing everything that she's got left in her.
Catanzaro now, big flip right to the lower back. into the cover to try to put away Xia Li. Hook to the leg and another kick out by Xia Li. You can hear Kayden Carter on the outside cheering on Casey Catanzaro. This is not just about wins and losses for Casey. This is about a friend. This is about someone she respected, someone she loved as a sister. There's Xia Li now catching Catanzaro. Both on the outside. No. Face first! Catanzaro into that metal grate here at the Capitol Wrestling Center. Screaming on the outside.
Casey, are you okay? Casey, are you okay? Come on, talk to her.
Referee discretion, no choice. Had to stop this match.
Per the referee's decision, Casey Catanzaro can no longer compete. Therefore, the winner of the match is Xia Li.
That's a great call by our official at this moment.
And there was reports on the show that Casey may have suffered a broken leg.
Ooh.
At the hands of Xia Li.
Well,
and then
then
Xia Li was like, pointed at Kayden and was like, you next. Like, damn.
I was like, damn. Kayden.
I wonder if Kayden's going to need a live-in nurse.
You're going to apply for nursing school now?
I mean, you know, I may be able to comfort her if she's, you know.
The home health
discomfort.
The home health aid like courses is like 6 weeks. You can take it.
So Xia Li is out here looking good, beating people up, putting people in the hospital and stuff. So, yeah, don't
just
mess with
destroying Xia Li. Everybody. Don't mess with Tian Sha.
Yeah. Something like that. I was about to make up something, but it was about to be real like borderline. So I'm not gonna say what I had in my mind. But I'm gonna look up exactly what her name is so we won't have any discrepancies. It's like Tian Sha. T-I-A-N space. S-H-A.
Okay, so Tian Sha.
Yeah, there you go. Tian Sha. There you go. Because what I was about to say was going to be way worse. And yeah, we might have had to like issue a disclaimer.
But see, the thing is that you caught yourself if you didn't do it. That's what matters.
Right.
See? That's what matters. I don't know why Kayden thought she was going to do something. I told you, the ladies, the homunculi, you can't fight them. Kayden. Back up. Go look after your girl. She got her head kicked off. Please.
Yeah, it's a rough night at the office for Casey Catanzaro.
As soon as she started strutting up that ramp, I was like, Kayden, no. I don't want you to get hurt again. Come back.
We get an awesome women's tag team title match video package. Shayna and Nia having a sit down talking about, you know, coming back to NXT, and, you know, Shayna's talking about the tag team division is just full of her leftovers that she left in the Rebels, and, you know, Dakota and Raquel talking about how, you know, they're on a roll, they're a team to be reckoned with, and they're going to take those tag team titles. This was very good. Very, very good.
Yes, it was. I love this. Bring those titles on to NXT. I want Team Rakai to take it. I want it. This was a really good promo. I'm really excited about, like, the
possibilities, like, each, of this match.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Like, the dynamic with, like, Shayna and Dakota and also with Nia and Raquel just being two, like, two big people just fighting. And then the hits. Ooh, I can't wait. Can't wait.
So our man is back for the third time. Cameron Grimes tries the $1 million man basketball trick. But this time, the third time is the charm, because he knocks the guy out before he can take the first dribble. And he's like, yeah, I told you. Ted DiBiase, you're not smarter than me. And then in all his euphoria, all the money he had in his hand in his pockets, he just threw up in the air, made it rain, and left it in the NXT parking lot.
My favorite. Oh my god. He punched that man dead in his face and then just threw it up in the air. Oh my god, I died.
He looked like your favorite rapper and or athlete at Liv back in like 2018.
Yeah.
When we could go to those places and have close contact.
Oh, yeah, when we could actually go outside safely with our naked faces.
Yeah, without having to wear underwear over our nose.
Does it fog up our goddamn glasses? Because it does, okay? I have glasses, and then all of a sudden, it's freaking condensation on me. Bitch, I can't see. What you want me to do? I'm going to walk into traffic because I can't see. It's not great.
Yeah.
Oh, this is fun.
Cameron Grimes, man, out here fooling his money, right? Sure to
play. Like, how are you not entertained by him? Like, I just, right. I can't. If you're not entertained by him, like, I can't even talk to you. Like, this is the type of shit that I need. It's so funny. Oh, my God. Oh, it took me out.
My guys, the Grizzled Young Veterans, they got a win over Drake Maverick and Killian Dane when they hit Drake Maverick with a ticket to mayhem.
Well, bye.
So all night, William Regal's been, like, going out to the parking lot, trying to see if our man Escobar has gotten here. He's like, hey, as soon as he gets here, get him to my office quick. So finally, Escobar arrives outside the building, pulls up in an SUV. But we only see Joaquin Wilde and Phoenix. I can never think of their damn names when it comes time to do this.
Austin Wilde.
Mendoza and Wilde. Kind of like get out of the SUV and are like, you know, standing bodyguard or whatever, right? So then we flip to the back where Killian Dane gets confronted by Alexander Wolf while he's taking Drake into the training room. Alexander Wolf told him, you used to be a monster.
Right. I was like, okay. Everybody's been telling him that. I'm like, all right, guys. You know, people can grow and change. Like, why do they always have to say monstrous? Maybe he grew. Okay, leave him alone. Let him evolve.
And then what turned out to be our main event match of the evening, Karrion Kross picks up the win over Santos Escobar. I call it the hidden blade. It's basically a elbow to the back of the head where Escobar was not looking for it. To come out victorious in their no disqualification match. So basically what happens is they're showing the parking lot. Karrion Kross busts out and starts attacking Santos Escobar's henchmen. Then Escobar comes out from the other side and starts the match. So they fight in the parking lot for like 7-8 minutes, semis and all types of stuff. Joaquin Wilde and Mendoza are like helping out Santos Escobar. So it's like 3-on-1 at certain parts in the match. But Karrion Kross is fighting and overcoming all types of obstacles and the odds, and he picked up the win with that hidden blade.
Boo. Listen, that
Sasi Ato suplex on the table looked nasty.
That looked, oof. I was like, really? This is racism. Santos Escobar gave Karrion Kross the best match he's had since coming to NXT.
Well, him and Wild and Mendoza too. they all three were in this match.
They participated. Yeah.
Man, they got thrown into 18 wheelers. They got thrown through the plexiglass.
My God.
Yeah. They really got hemmed up, and Karrion Kross did some damage to those boys.
I mean, he's a chiropractor.
I don't like Santos Escobar. I mean, even though it wasn't like a total ass whooping that Karrion Kross gave him, I just don't like this booking. I don't understand why Karrion Kross needed to wrestle a guy who was a champion and a cruiserweight at that. It's like this, you know, it's two different levels.
Right. I'm like, I didn't get it. I wanted Santos Escobar to win. If he was going to lose to anybody, I wanted him to lose to either Jake Atlas or when they were like doing with Swerve Scott. Mm-hmm. Like, those are the only like two acceptable ones that I would like be like, okay. Or if they were trying to build up the Texas boy to have go against him.
Man.
Kurt
Stallion.
Yeah.
Man, the medicine returns, man. Cut some good promos and then get in the ring and was like, come on, man.
Right.
This was underwhelming. Like, this is not the stuff you was doing on 205.
Nope. They're probably like, so you're going to have to lose really badly to this. So just don't do your good shit. Probably. Yeah, because I was like, why is he? He's not a cruiserweight. I don't like that. So I'm not a fan of him with this championship. I don't know if this was maybe like a consolation or stepping stone until he goes after like the NXT championship, but I don't like that.
Yeah.
This is its own like championship. It deserves its respect.
They could have found a different way to get Miss Scarlett on my screen for the last month.
Yep. Yep.
Besides sacrificing Escobar. LA Knight is cutting a phone promo from his car. He says when he debuts, it will be on his terms, and he's going to stomp out all of our favorites in NXT. I'm telling you, Eli Drake, aka LA Knight, all he needs to do is talk. When you see him wrestle, you're going to be like,
I like him.
Aww. You're going to be like, you know what? It's okay, but he's definitely much better at the talking.
I don't want to be disappointed.
I'm gonna say it.
Because he's a good ass talker. When like all his promos that I've seen that he's shown, I'm like, yo, you're fun.
Speaking of promos,
Oh boy,
Adam Cole. I don't know if we should even say the baby.
Mm,
after
no.
what he did last week.
Nope. If Come. You say you got to add a sniffle to it for the heartbreak.
He comes out. He says he feels awful for what he did to Kyle last week. Basically, that brain buster on the stairs has left Kyle O'Reilly with a herniated disc in his neck. And Kyle O'Reilly is going to be out at the least 4 to 6 weeks. They haven't said he's going to need surgery. They're going to just try to give him some time off. See if those discs can heal up on their own. So good luck to our man, Kyle O'Reilly. Adam Cole says his jealousy and frustrations over Kyle getting title matches and then losing them got the best of him, and he just feels awful. Roderick Strong comes out and says he can't believe what Adam Cole did last week. He says he broke their trust. He broke their friendship. He broke their union. That's when Finn Balor's music hits and a brawl breaks out.
Yeah.
Adam Cole runs Finn into the plexiglass and super kicks him. Roderick was in the brawl too. So Roderick Strong gets in the ring and he accidentally clotheslines Adam Cole. So then they have a moment where they're on the mat and they're saying they're sorry and they're exchanging some heartfelt emotions, and appears that they have made up. Then Adam Cole hits Roddy with a low blow, a super kick, and then snatches off his chain as the show ends. He deboed that man.
Heartbreaking. When they were on that mat, I was like, don't trust him, Roddy. I'm like, he's not sorry, Roddy. He's not sorry. And then poor Roderick. Poor Roderick Strong, he fell for it. I was like, no. And then the low blow, the super kick. And then when he ripped off that chain, wow. Just to add insult to injury. God damn you, Adam Cole. No, baby.
His grandmama got him that chain.
How did you do that? Oh, no. No, all I'm thinking is Roddy just like running away. I hate you. Why would you do that to me? Oh, why'd you put that image in my head? You're good at that. Damn it, Dad.
Yeah, one of the most classic lines of black movie history.
Oh, no. And his little brown suit.
Yeah, man. DJ Pooh is in Friday, like in two scenes, and he freaking steals it.
Just takes it. Oh, my God. This hurt me.
Yeah, so the era is officially done for.
What about Robert?
Well, yeah. There's still one more person holding out hope. We forgot. There's only one person who can get to the bottom of this.
And it's Bobby. Bobby got to put them together for a summit.
He got to propose the wine dinner or whatever the housewives do to try to talk over their issues. It's gonna inevitably lead to somebody getting thrown through a glass table or something at the restaurant.
It's going to lead to just like that scene in the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills where somebody almost got hit with a glass and then one of them just ran at the restaurant. Oh, if you watch Housewives, you know the one I'm talking about, you know. Oh, God. This is a good ending. God damn you, Adam Cole. And he's so nice in real life, but damn it, you're a good heel.
Yeah, man, he's back on his heel-ish. We were kind of wondering, like, oh, Adam Cole out here just turned face all of a sudden. But no.
Nope. He was always on his heel shit.
Yeah, he couldn't wear that skin for too much longer. And he had to shed it and show us his real self. So,
right, because even when it was all, like, all of them in the ring, and, like, Kai was, like, talking and he was getting his big baby face pushed, you always saw Adam Cole's eyes. Sometimes he was just like, cut at him. I was like, that's how I was always like, are you full baby face? Maybe you are full baby face. Okay. And then, nope, he wasn't.
He pulled you in and then got you.
Yep. Yeah. Showed his little leg and took it right back. What he did. I'm going to give you all the TV references today. All of them.
Great heel work by Adam Cole here. Roderick Strong playing his part too as the you know, friend who still believes in him but can't believe what he did. He basically was like, hey, he's like, hey man, look, Kyle's gonna get better. Mm-hmm. And we know how Kyle is. And when he come back, he come after you. And I don't think I'm gonna be able to talk him down after out of doing the things that he's gonna wanna do to you. So we need to figure this out.
Right. Roddy's the one who just wants everybody to be friends. He's like, we can work it out. Just tell me you're sorry and explain it. He just wanted Adam to be sorry. And Adam wasn't sorry. He don't care. Oh, poor Roddy. I feel bad for him. Yo, Roderick Strong has really gotten me ever since the Dexter Lumis match. Like, even a little bit before then, he started playing his role a little bit more. But ever since the Dexter Lumis and he was like traumatized and the way I was just like, yo, you, I like you. You got it. When they give you things to do, ooh, you can do it. So he got me because he played his part really well of like just the conflicted person, especially last week too, where he just wanted an explanation and he just wanted them to just be friends again and to be who they were. And they couldn't do it. Woo!
Yeah, man. Yeah, so this was our Wednesday night affair from the WWE. Very strong.
Very strong effort.
Effort, yes. The Santos Escobar match was a crazy no disqualification match. Leon Ruff out here getting jacked up by Swerve. Continuing that Swerve heel turn storyline.
Yeah.
Cameron Grimes entertaining as he can be all throughout the show. Xia Li, I thought her segment was very impressive. I like the way that they've been, you know, showcasing her more and more. I love the Tony Storm Io Shirai promo. Their interactions are always very good because Tony Storm be spitting that real. Io Shirai has not beat her. And she out here facing upstarts and stuff, but don't want this one-on-one match. She don't want them problems because she know it's going to happen. She's going to be about 12 pounds lighter. It's official also in 2 weeks. They will be having that match, EO and Tony, one-on-one for the title. So I'm looking Woo. Forward to that. And yes, I am going to act a fool if Tony Storm wins that match. I'm just pre-warning everybody. So y'all won't be like, what is wrong with him? Y'all can understand that it was coming.
Y'all should know.
Right. The way with the Stockholm Syndrome and the Crush, that's really good. Like you said, their character work been really, really good ever since the thing with Tegan Knox, even though it was weird, the start of the dinner with the Garganos, but that was the start of them doing some really good character work.
Yeah. It's worked wonders for them. It's so good. And the outside thing, because you know how like Austin Theory and Johnny always like do the hand thing with like the way. Mm-hmm. And when like Johnny was on the other side and then like Austin Theory missed it and he tweeted, he was just like, listen, it's just different on this side. Okay. That was funny.
He was also like, he's like, are you, when they were walking to the ring, he's like, you sure you don't want to get in the front? He's like, you're back at the scene of the crowd. I just want to make sure, you know, you don't have any flashbacks or anything.
Right. He's like, yeah, he's like, he kidnapped you, okay? He changed your clothes. It's like, why was that the important part, John? Oh, they're so good.
They're fantastic. It is a lot of fun watching the Garganos right now with their kids. trying to teach them the way.
Yeah.
Like how I just brought that all full circle, right? So at this time, Miss Simi, it's time for your shout outs and thank yous.
Well, shout out to you, Don, as always. Shout out to the WrestleCast family. Shout out to the whole CSPN family. Shout out to you guys in the hashtag. Shout out to the patrons for paying a little extra to hear us talk some more. And shout out to Bailey and her cute blue sweater. Because you looked great, ma'am. You and those glasses. I'm sorry nobody used the door.
Thank you once again, Miss Simi, for joining me here on the NXT cast. I appreciate you spending 2 hours of your Thursday with me each and every week to record Patreon shows and this free show as well for our listeners and fans. So remember to use the hashtag NXTcast each and every Wednesday night to share your commentary with color with me and Miss Simi and all the fans of the WrestleCast. Give a big shout out to Shaolin Shogun MA, aka Charlotte Flair's number one stan, as he joined us this week for our episode 294 of the WrestleCast as we broke down the Elimination Chamber and also Monday Night Raw. Shout out to Mo to the underscore Reese, Mr. Samuel Kalunga as well, Miss Didi Jonay, Miss Jade the Max, Classic Mel, because Mel always gets shout outs, Mr. Anwar Starwin, can't wait to talk to him about Castle Attack, two shows from New Japan. They have one on Thursday. They're going to have one tomorrow on Friday as well. So we'll be chopping it up in a couple of days, hopefully, to talk about that. like I said, just continue to use the hashtags DynamiteCast on Wednesday nights as well. Share your commentary with color on AEW Rawcast for Monday Night Raw. SmackDown Matters on Friday for SmackDown. Shout out to all the members of the Glow and all the WrestleBays and everybody who shares their content commentary with color each and every week with us. We greatly appreciate you guys. Continue to keep the podcast free by going over to CSPN.us. Click on the tab at the top of the page. Do some shopping like I did last week through Amazon. And whatever you purchase, some of that will come back to the CSPN to help keep all of our shows free each and every week. So for my co-host, Miss Simi, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente. And this has been the NXT Cast. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
You and the hashtags. Wear your mask.
You know, there's a reason why you pin Mercedes at TakeOver and not me. And it's because you can't beat me. Fight you anytime, any place, anywhere. Will you though? Will you? Because if you thought that you could beat me one-on-one, surely by now you would have gone to Mr. Regal and you would have asked for a match. But you haven't done that, no, because you're scared. You know it. I know it, but please, Io, please prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Go find Regal. Make the match happen.